Here is another exercise that we do in the face-to-face class interactively that doesn't really translate well into online, but let's do our best. Look at the left side, right? Look at the 80 years ago. Don't look at the results yet. I hope you didn't peek, but maybe if you did, oh well. Imagine that 80 years ago, you could have invested $10,000 in any of the stocks of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Well, which one would you have chosen? And we discussed the Dow Jones Industrial Average, mostly just named the Dow, in the presentation on indices and market averages. And it's the most famous, and it's probably the worst one out there because it's only 30 stocks. And it has changed so much that very few of the stocks have anything to do with industrials. Looking through them, you'll know most of these companies. A few of them you might not have heard of, such as United Technologies. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you $10,000 80 years ago and ask you to choose one stock. And you might say, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Home Depot and Microsoft and Walmart, they weren't around 80 years ago. Well, you're right. The list changes over time. So if you picked, for example, Walmart, you would have had actually Woolworths from 80 years ago up until 1997 when they kicked out Woolworths and put in Walmart, and many of you millennials don't even know what Woolworths was. It's still around. It's now called Foot Locker, but it was a retail establishment, very popular, along with Sears and Kmart, which are still around, but exactly. So which one do you want? Yeah. Tricky, isn't it? Well, in the fourth face-to-face class, I ask people to call out what they want, and then I write them on the board, and then I say, okay, take a look, because I put a little piece of tape on it and hide it. So let's take a look, huh? Let's go to the results, and how did you do? Well, some of you probably did pretty well. Some of you didn't do so well. And you see, wow, look at that one. The one that did the best made most of all their money from selling people toothpaste, shampoo, and soap. And you say, well, what happened with Cisco? What happened to United Healthcare? What happened with Verizon? It wasn't their fault. If you go back to the previous handout, you'll see that Cisco took over from General Motors after General Motors was in bankruptcy. Exactly. United Healthcare took over from Kraft, which was replaced in 2012 because of some other reasons. They actually split into two different companies. But before it was Kraft, it was AIG. Exactly. American International Group, which was in, again, receivership, bankruptcy, taken over by the government because of the stupid things they were doing with the mortgage-backed securities that were tied to the real estate bubble that burst in 2007 and 8. So, pretty interesting. Can stocks make us rich, rich, rich? Oh, yeah. Can they make us very sad? Oh, yeah. So we need to choose carefully. Or have a mutual fund manager do it for us. See ya!